This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. I just walked into the update booth and grabbed the abs of Nick Ashew. Cut my hand. I got to go get a
band-aid. He did not see it coming.
No, he did not. 175 pounds of iron and stone.
I don't get how he is.
Why? Notice it happened when we started hiring everyone who used to work at the other station.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it that so many people here care about their physique so much? Like, you and I have lost 100 combined pounds, which is great, right?
Yeah, it's good.
EMP
wanted nice.
Weight loss.
Yeah.
Shout out. But do you realize that Craig Hoffman does, like, a podcast?
About personal training and then personally trains.
And then trains people all the time? That's his thing he likes to do when he's not
chiseled.
At the radio station?
Nick Ashew eats, like quinoa is even too not even nutritious enough for him.
Right, he doesn't like quinoa.
He makes like a paste of like this like one vegetable that only he can grow.
I said, "Hey, would you like some? I got some extra chicken and broccoli over here."
He said, like, scoffed at you.
He said, "That's not healthy enough for me." Okay,
like he eats like super chicken or something. It's ridiculous. Like, we had to work really hard to get like passable. Like, Nick Ashew just walks around. He didn't do any diet plans.
No,
his whole life's a diet.
Well, I was gonna say. You don't have to diet when your life is what we say is the miserable couple of months that we have. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
He just wakes up and wants the stuff that we have to have.
His natural inclination is to be more restrictive in his diet than we had to
And the
be.
Foods that I crave all the time, he said, yeah, I haven't had sweets in years. I was like, oh, all I want is cakes and brownies and cookies and something delicious, baked good. And he goes, I guess I've just never wanted that stuff.
You know what's delicious is if you take a piece of cauliflower and just grind it really hard. And then just eat that with no other flavoring.
Right.
And then you, like, use it in your hair also. That's why my hair is perfect. Like, it's annoying.
It's a little bit annoying.
It's too much.
Let's get to the phones. People would love to discuss what we've got brewing here. And based on Terry McAuliffe saying that the Redskins are coming to Virginia, I actually think that in the end they're going to. And I get why from the team's perspective. I do. I think it's going to be out in Loudoun County. I think it's going to be Silverline Metro accessible. They got a lot of room, and if they build a state-of-the-art Cowboys-esque stadium where they've got hotels and restaurants and things all in the same parking lot, I'm going to love it. I would also like the RFK site. I'm not sure that they'll be able to do that. I think that the taxpayers are not going to have to foot the bill on that. But the question we're asking you is, do you agree with Danny that if they move the stadium from Maryland to Virginia, from PG County out to Loudoun County, that the Redskins will lose a huge number of Maryland-based fans who will start liking the Ravens more because now that's the convenient thing to do. 800-636-1067. I disagree with that. You've heard his argument. Let's go to Gary and Olney. Hey, Gary.
Hey, how you doing, Grant and Danny?
What's up,
Love
buddy?
Your show.
Thank you, man.
My brother and I were longtime Redskins season ticket holders until April, which is our Freedom Day. But the point about the stadium, FedEx is a disaster. We all know that. I think the only place they could really build it would be back on the RFK site, put a retractable dome on there. You could use it throughout the year. It's already got the infrastructure with the subway. And I really, like the earlier caller said about disrespecting PG County, I think the quote-unquote governor of Virginia said some very disrespectful things about Maryland. He's a political blowhard, and I hope it never ends up in Virginia. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate you, Thanks. Buddy. Let's go to Jeff in Waldorf. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I agree with the last caller. And let me say this. I live in Upper Marlboro, and I've been a Redskins fan for almost 50 years. And there's nothing in Loudoun County, West Virginia, that I'm going to get on the road for 2 hours, 3 hours to drive to see. Even the Redskins Stadium, okay? So for him, to think that people in PG County go all of a sudden jump up and start driving to Loudoun County because Danny Boys decided to move the Redskins, move them on. Keep
well,
on
what
rolling.
What do you say, though, Jeff? Here's my question. What do you say to the people that have to do that now to come to PG County where there's nothing around the stadium? There will actually be things around the stadium in Virginia that they're going to build. People in Virginia have done that for the last 15 years. What do you say to them?
Hey, but you know what? Whether they come to PG County or D.C., the stadium should be back at the RFK site, first of all. If they're going to move it from PG County, move it back to the RFK site.
I agree.
Site, okay? But answer my question, Jeff. You said you would never make that drive out to Loudoun County.
I'm asking you, what about all the people in Loudoun County who have had to make the same drive for the last almost 20 years?
20 years.
What about the same people who've been driving from North Carolina, from other places to the RFK or whatever? Okay?
Okay, thank you. You're not answering my question.
But I think you see the point, and that's the point I'm trying to make, is that it's been at the tail end of where folks that are in Northern Virginia are willing to go, and you move it closer to them, which I get. It's an economic decision. But there are a lot of guys, like the guy who just called, that would not make that trip.
That's fine. He doesn't need to. I will keep watching the Redskins if he's not there or he is there. But my point is this. If we think of it this way, three groups of people share the Redskins, mm-hmm. right? D.C. is one group, Virginia is one group, and Maryland is one group.
Yes.
What I'm saying is Maryland has had 20 or so years now, with stadium built in around mid-90s.
96, 97.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Where they've had the stadium,
mm-hmm.
and we in Virginia have made that long, terrible drive.
Right.
Okay? He's saying it's crazy that we should have to do that. And all I'm saying is, well, the people in Virginia have had to do that
right.
for a long time. Not to mention, the stadium's going to be way better and nicer in mm-hmm. Virginia. Not because Virginia is nicer than Maryland. People take offense to these things. Because it's a new stadium. Because the one in FedEx sucks. And so when you build the new brand, state-of-the-art, pristine, amazing, immaculate stadium in Virginia, it's more worth driving to than the one that was in Maryland. There will also be things around it because we've advanced now in how we build things, how we structure stadiums, what has to happen to get people to hang out there all day. We're going to have Wrigleyville 2.0, hopefully, and for the Redskins, where there's a bunch of restaurants and things you can hang out, sports bars. Again, more reason to drive. I need someone to explain, if you're in Maryland going, I would never drive out there. Okay, well, what about we share the team with you that we've been doing that for 20 years? Does that not matter to anybody?
I'm going to try to explain as best I can. For folks that don't live or that live close to something, the idea of making that further, if you've always been a deep suburban guy, like you're way more willing to just get in your car and drive for much longer than I am. I live in a city because I want to avoid that.
Okay, that's a good
Everything
argument.
Is walking distance for me, and I will pay a premium for that. If you've lived in the shadow of FedEx Field, the idea of driving an hour, that's best case scenario, by the way, it'll probably be worse than that for stadium game day traffic, that's abhorrent. So I understand that feeling. Now, if you're asking him to be sympathetic to the folks that have always had to do that, good luck with that, with trying to get human empathy out of guys that have had the stadium in their backyard.
It is the exact same thing being asked of someone.
Sure.
That's what we need to acknowledge.
The
Maryland fan driving the same distance and the Virginia fan has been doing it for 20 years driving the same distance. Now, your argument is good, which is when you're near the city, you don't have the same paradigm about making that long trip.
Right. Where you're like, hey, it's just 45 minutes. I go, oh, my God, it's 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a different feeling.
Let's go to Mark in D.C. Hey, Mark.
Mac.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So listen, Danny, I mean, no disrespect, but
a little
your
bit,
argument
right?
of losing Redskins fans because the stadium moves is ridiculous. That's like saying Raider Nation is going to start rooting for San Francisco. Okay, the people who are the most diehards are the ones who go to the games.
Yeah,
so maybe some of them don't go to the games anymore because they don't want to drive. But they're going to sit at home and watch their 65-inch flat-screen TV
sure.
and root for the Redskins.
It's not an overnight thing.
The Redskins fans aren't going anywhere.
It's not an overnight
moved
thing.
To Loudoun County.
Hold on. It's not an overnight thing where all of a sudden people will flip a switch, but the same thing happened. There's a reason Peter Angelos didn't want a baseball team in Washington, D.C., because he knew what has happened was going to happen. Raiders, you tell me no Raiders fan is going to stop caring about the Raiders because they changed cities? Are St. Louis Rams fans pumping their
okay,
fists
but that's
for
a
Los
different
Angeles?
Thing. They're changing city. I mean, they're no longer the Oakland Raiders.
Well, I'm just shooting his example.
I understand. I thought his example being on his side of the argument wasn't a good one because literally the team is no longer representing the city that you are in. That said, another thing that needs to be pointed out is I do feel a little bit political about this in the sense of, you know, when you think politics, right? People
okay.
say, if that person wins, I'm moving to Canada. I have never known one single person that actually moved to Canada because someone won an election. Maybe you guys do. I have never met anyone. I've heard that 75 times in my adult life. If Donald Trump's the president, if Barack Obama's the president, I'm moving. Nope. You're still here.
You're not.
Shut
your
mouth,
please. You're going to post with lots of exclamation points on Facebook.
There is so much tough talk about what's going to happen if the Redskins move. What percentage of people actually follow through with it? I got nothing on my timeline but people telling me that if they go here, I won't go to a game. If they move here, I'm not a fan anymore. We'll see. How about that? How about we'll see? Bet you you're still going to go to some games. Because when the entire NFL is talking about how great FedEx Field is, and it's Cowboys Stadium 2.0 with its scoreboard and its retractable roof, whatever else it is,
right,
you might show up. You might enjoy a game there. 800-636-1067, Grant and Danny on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.